Hello, my friends. Welcome back to the Trials of Life podcast. I'm your host, Marcia Terry. I'm so glad you're here today. We get to dive into the last part of the CARE framework. It is not the last episode of the podcast, just making sure y'all know that, but it is the last part of the framework that I'm going to share with you. But before we do that, I want to invite you to make sure, if this is the first time you are listening to the podcast, to hit that like button. Hit the subscribe button so the next time another episode comes, that you will just get it and you'll know that it's there. And then go ahead and share this episode with your friends. At the end of the episode, I'm going to invite you to drop a comment because I think this one is really exciting and it's going to spark some imagination for you today. So if you've been following along, I've been talking about the self-care framework, and it is something that I have developed. CARE is an acronym. If you don't know what the C and the A and the R stand for, I am going to tell you today, you're going to have to go back and listen to the other episodes so that you can understand, because each episode, each part of the framework builds on the other. And so this might be, again, the first time that you're listening. Stop. Go back and listen to the first few episodes so that you understand where we're coming from. So today we're going to talk about the E part of the framework, the CARE framework, and E stands for explore. So our episode is discovering the best version of you. I'm so excited about today because when I think about exploration, all that comes to my mind is like being curious. So, you know, I'm sure many of us are familiar, you know, with explorers that have set out on this journey of discovering, whether it is going to the North Pole, whether it is climbing Mount Everest, you know, those kind of like out there big experiences of exploration. But I'm not even talking about, you know, going that far. I'm talking about in your self-care journey, how do you get to explore who you are? How do you get to discover that? So it's important, as we've already discussed, that knowing who you are, loving that individual, finding a way to restore your mind, body, and soul, I think it automatically leads you to this place of exploration, because now you're in this place of like, I kind of like me. I feel good about who I am. I feel good about how I'm showing up and I'm excited to be here. It's kind of like, now what? Now, what do I get to do? What do I get to experience, right? So here we are on this journey. That's why I call discovering the power of self-care. It's like a journey that you get to go on, because now you are in this exploration phase, this curiosity. When you say to yourself, okay, I'm now ready. I want to explore who I am. Who have I become on this journey? I cannot tell you the things that begin to open up for yourself. So, personal story. I have taught about self-care for a while, and I used to talk about it, you know, in these really rigid terms, like you have to do this, you have to do the other, and it has to be in this process. Here's what I learned through that. I learned that because that might have worked for me and it may not work for other people. But what I learned is when I made a decision about my self-care journey, it was a non-negotiable for me. And I started out by doing a few simple things. That was getting up in the morning early and taking time out to move my body. And I spent 20 minutes. I still do that in movement, whether it is getting on the treadmill, walking outside, you know, dancing, whatever it might be, right? I spent 20 minutes doing that. And then I also, through the whole restoration of my mind, body, and soul, I started to meditate. I was not a person to meditate. I was actually anti-meditation. It's like the craziest thing. My friend invited me to her meditation studio, and I said to myself, I ain't got time for that. I ain't going, which is crazy because I'm a coach. So how do you not have time to take care of yourself? It's kind of like an oxymoron. And then I decided, Marcia, that's like not good. You need to figure out like why, number one, are you resisting meditation? Like, what is that? So that was my fixed mindset. And so I explored it. Oh my God, game changer for me. Meditation may not be for everybody, but it has changed my life. So on a consistent basis, I meditate. So I exercise, I meditate, and then I take a few moments to either read something new, discover something new, write something new, journal, you know, so is that part of the exploration? Good gracious, you cannot imagine the things that have transpired for me because I incorporated these basic principles into my life about 4 years ago. So again, I'm a big believer in that you bring about what you speak about. So this whole journey of self-care and exploration is that. It's about shifting your mindset, the words that you use, and then you start to, you do bring about what you speak about, whether it's positive or negative. I'm just going to say that right there. But you bring about what you speak about. So I used to say, I'm going to be an author. Maybe this is, and I invite you to be curious, like sit back and listen and just be curious about what it is that you need to explore for you. This is my personal experience. I said, I'm going to be an author. Now, if you know anything about me, like super introverted, super shy, did not like crowds, would not get up in front of a room, like none of the things, like no. In my yearbook, none of those things would have been checked for Marcia, like at all. But I started to, you know, because I felt like I have thoughts and I have insight and I want to be able to share those things, but how can I share them to the masses and to the world? So I said, I want to be an author. I kept speaking about it. Next thing I know, because I spoke about it so much, I was introduced to a woman who is a publisher of, you know, authors. And so I started talking to her. And what do you think happened? Marcia gets published in a book. And the book is called Voices, Words of Wisdom, Inspiration, Courage, and Soul. I am a contributing author to this book. And my chapter is called The Birdcage. There I am in black and white in this book. Now, would that have happened if I did not decide to go on this journey of exploration? I do not believe it would have occurred. I don't believe it would have happened. So when you embody your self-care, when you say this is a non-negotiable for me, and no matter what is going on in your life, you say, I'm going to take time out and I'm going to invest in me. I'm going to be conscious about it. I'm going to be intentional about it. I'm going to be thoughtful about it. And even if you don't know how, again, download the worksheet. I've mentioned it before. I will say it again where you can find it. Even if you don't know how, start the process. Because again, when you start to say to yourself, I'm going to take care of me. I'm valuable. I'm enough. My self-care, my journey, how I feed myself is important. How I move myself is important. When you really start to invest those things in yourself, invest the time, the energy, the money, everything about you starts to change. When I say everything, I mean everything. Again, shy, introverted, not a public speaker. I have spoken on international stages. I have been, a few years ago, I was a keynote speaker at a Black History event. And I ain't saying nothing, but I killed it. It's not because I'm not saying this to boast and be like, oh, look at me, I've done these things. No, because if you know where I've come from, read the book and you'll understand what I'm talking about, to where I am today, it is because I embodied, I made my self-care journey a non-negotiable. And when you make it a non-negotiable, you will discover the best version of yourself. You will become curious. So maybe it's not writing a book. Maybe you want to travel. A few years ago, you know, I'm from Canada. And so traveling international is, I mean, I moved to the United States from Canada like 20 some odd years ago. But a few years ago, I was given an opportunity to go to a country where I did not speak the dominant language by myself. That kind of freaked me out and it scared me because I'm like, well, how am I going to get around? Growing up in Canada, I learned how to speak French. There's a whole story there. We're not going to go into that today. But here I was going to go to South America. I don't speak Spanish like that. Like, ¿cómo estás? Mi nombre es Marcia. Okay, I can do a little bit of Spanish, but to have a conversation in Spanish, whole different ballgame. So here I am, passport in hand, on the plane, going to the Dominican Republic, Santo Domingo, by myself. I went there for a conference. I think it was 4 or 5 days. So just think about like all the challenges that could occur. Like, how am I going to eat? How am I going to find where the restroom is? Am I going to understand what they're saying on the overhead to make it to my connecting flight? How am I going to read the signs? All these things. And yes, there are people there that were there to guide me. But there are some instances where, yes, in this day and age, you can use translator on your phone. But I was kind of struggling. Had I not taken the time to invest in my understanding who I was, to realizing that, you know what, Marcia, anything's possible. There's always a way. You're capable. There's more than enough. Even though the situation might be challenging, you can push through it anyways. You're going to learn through this experience. I met some amazing people at the conference. Some awesome opportunities came to my husband and I because I attended that conference. And so that is that part of exploration. Who do you get to meet? What connections do you get to have? How does your life get to change because you decided to invest in yourself? That is the power of self-care. That is how transformative self-care can be, from being an introverted person to being a person who speaks on stages, to being a person that said, I can't do this and I don't know how and like intimidated by speaking to new people, to a person now who walks up and speaks to people that I don't know. Again, it's not about me bragging. It's about me inspiring you and sharing with you that honestly, if I can do it, you can too. And it starts simply and slowly, but with consistency and intention. You get to discover the best version of yourself when you invest in your self-care. Invest the time, invest the energy, and invest the resources. You are more than worth it, my friends. I want to invite you to go to my website, marciaterry.com, and download the worksheet that's there. It is a simple, easy, fillable worksheet where you can start to peel back the layers of what self-care looks like for you. This framework that I've talked about, C-A-R-E, is everything that I've done over the last 3 or 4 years, kind of bundled in a nice package so that you can understand this is self-care. This is how easy it is. It's easy and it's not easy because you do go through some transformation. And we know that when we're transformed, we are changing. And through this journey, I've lost some friends along the way. I mean, it happens. You know, I've leveled up, but I've gained some amazing friends also. And I've been in some amazing rooms and been surrounded by some phenomenal people that have inspired me to be better. So download that worksheet. Make sure you like, subscribe, and share. And please drop a comment below on how the self-care framework has inspired you to invest in your self-care. And share with me how you're going to explore. What is it that you want to explore about yourself that you've been like sitting on the sidelines, kind of waiting? Should I? Shouldn't I? Should I do this thing or should I not? But now you have this like energy like that's inside of you that is sparking you to say, I can do this. I'm telling you, my friends, you can. And it is transformative when you decide that you want to and that you will. See you next time, my friends, on our next episode of the Trials of Life podcast. Take care. Till then.